latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Christian singer Lauren Daigle has reached another milestone in her short yet outstanding career. Her song You Say, which is more than 2 years old, made history last week when it became the first tune to run 100 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot Christian Songs chart. The 29-year-old credits her producers and co-writers Jason Ingram and Australian Paul Mabry for the song's success. You Say beat out the previous record held by Hillsong United for its song Oceans, Where Feet May Fail. The unstoppable tune has been able to hold the top spot thanks to healthy sales and streams. You Say was the lead single from Daigle's sophomore album Look Up Child, which debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart in September 2018. The albums sold more than 1 million copies. The song has also earned Daigle Grammy Awards in the contemporary Christian music categories. You Say has been in the Hot Christian Songs chart for a total of 112 weeks. Finally, a single from a local artist who'd be keen to repeat Daigle's success. Father Rob Galea's song 3 AM has a cool R&B vibe that helps us unwind with lyrics that contemplate the face of Christ, though it doesn't say that overtly. What's different about 3 AM is Galea's ability to express spiritual truths in everyday language. Australians first became aware of him when he appeared on The X Factor in 2015, becoming a semi-finalist. The pop star priest, which the Sydney Morning Herald has called him, has recorded songs with Guy Sebastian, Gary Pinto from CDB, Paulini and The Saga, plus shared the stage for events with United, Darlene Check and Matt Maher. No Australian Christian artist, apart from our friends at Hillsong, past and present, has the local and international profile of Father Rob. In the past year, he's performed or spoken in front of more than 1.6 million people, including World Youth Day in Panama. He's also been featured on ABC TV's Compass program, The Singing Priest, throughout Australia in May. And his autobiography, Breakthrough, A Journey from Desperation to Hope, which became a bestseller in Catholic circles in the US in 2018, is set to become a Hollywood movie called Do It Scared in 2022. Looks like a big future ahead for him. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.